I reject that completely. I think that is a political choice that is being made by the Tory government in Westminster and passed on by the SNP government in Holyrood. And what we need to do is campaign for fair funding for our essential services.
We're facing cuts every year, and they're getting harder and harder every year. But what's made things worse, apart from cuts, obviously, is now universal credit is devastating lives, and we are trying to find ways to help people in that score as well. We are bottom of the food chain. 3%, I think, is about as much as the local communities are prepared to accept in terms of council tax increase. We have to find other ways of raising money. We have to work better, more efficiently. And in the Fife Partnership, we have to take away every bit of duplication we can find.
It's actually replacing cuts in grant instead of actually being there to provide additional services that people locally are paying for. And I would go back and say it's been the problem that we had a 10-year council tax freeze. If we had put the council tax up by a slight amount every year over that period, we wouldn't have this problem.
Eventually, services will have to be rationed or cut back or complete services taken away. We're a long way away from that, but it is getting harder and harder to continue the way we're going, providing the services we're doing, if our money is going to be cut every year.
It will go on in terms of cuts in services. It will mean less care packages in Fife. It will mean less money spent on the roads being mended, less grass cutting, recycling centres closed more of the time, less money going into our schools, and higher charges for leisure facilities.